Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right. So our assignment from yesterday, it was, what do you really need in order to be happy? Record and listen. And here's our first caller.
All right.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello, first caller.
Oh, hi, this is Emily from Seattle.
Hello, Emily.
Hi.
What do you really need to be happy?
Well, I had a couple of things for the what do I need. The theme was sort of being free of the voices.
Uh-huh.
And then what I really need was, I think it came down to, yeah, I think it came down to being here. And oh, I'm getting all I'm getting all muddled by.
So what it came down to is the need to be here, to be present.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just...
Which kind of is the same thing, isn't it? Because when we're here, when we're present, we are free of the voices. And we don't tend to be free of the voices unless we're here. We might think we are if we're deeply distracted because we're not paying attention to them, which is why distraction is so popular with an awful lot of people, because distracted enough, you don't know that the voices are operating. So it feels like they're not there. They are. They're just doing their dirty work unnoticed.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a couple different things I was working with. Is one thing I was doing. I started doing all this yard work on the day that it was the day of no self-hate, because it was just something I felt like this is what something I've been wanting to do is this is what life is leading me to do is to work in the yard. And it was just the most wonderful day of freedom, and then I repeated that a few times, and I was doing practice. I had radio shows, archives going on, and recordings, and it was just the most wonderful way to practice. And then I was watching ego get a hold of that and starting to push me, trying to take over and push me to do it. And then I was, that's what the came up today as okay, what I wanted to get out of this. Like, I had to do this, but how do I get out of this ego takeover and hear what I really wanted to do? Did I want to, is life saying to do that, or is life saying to take a break?
Well, that it, there's the trap, right? So then ego gets us noodling around, is it this, is it that, is it, and you know, what we have available to us with practice is, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is, are you listening to those voices and allowing them to con you into noodling about this, or are you doing what you know to do to get here and enjoy whatever you're doing?
Right. It's when they start noodling about, is this Are you listening to life? That's when
that's right.
To
and that's
trap
that's
me.
There. There's a big red flag. Okay? When you hear that, just drop it because you know you're not listening to life right then.
Yeah, I'm in a conversation about listening to life.
That's right. So that's right. That's, and so it's one that it's one that we'll fall for and just say, no. No, 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 no. We're not doing that. I don't have any other clear direction here, so I'm just going to do what it occurred to me to do. And if there's something that needs to change about that, I'll get direction. Not a problem. In the meantime, my only job is to choose unconditional love, to be present, not to indulge the voices, and to enjoy life.
Yeah. Yeah, so it doesn't matter what doing. Just coming
doesn't
back.
Doesn't matter.
That.
And in the meantime, your yard is just happier and happier and happier, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, looking good.
Looking good.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Emily. See
Thanks.
You soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Emily. It is just the most beautiful thing that stuck in a duality, choosing any side is, because we can't do it wrong, is sort of the best exit ramp strategy. Right, Sherry?
Right. Yeah.
Let's just stop that point.
Right. Well, you should. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just going to flip a coin. I'm going to do whatever side of that duality, because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It doesn't matter. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Anna calling from Seattle as well.
Well, Seattle is well represented this morning. How are you doing?
I'm pretty well. I'm well, yes.
Good,
just called to participate.
Good. What do you need to be happy? What do you really need to be happy?
The first assignment was, I said, connection with the moment, present, no listening to any conversation about anything, being here, faith, trust, that all is well. And then the one from yesterday, what do you really need in order to be happy? Compassion, I mean, it's pretty much all similar. Compassion, unconditional love, kindness, ability to redirect attention. That one, very much. Because,
So what you really need is to be able to choose and be able to choose, right?
Yeah.
So the redirecting the attention. Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just, wow, when I do the assignment, it's crazy. I all of a sudden, I find myself eating my dinner in the middle of it, and I didn't even choose to do that, you know. All of a sudden, I find myself, wow, I'm eating all this food, or wow, I'm on my phone, and I don't
How did I get here?
I didn't even notice or decide to interrupt the assignment. It just happens. It's just automatic. Yeah.
And isn't that really helpful to see? Right? Because if we weren't doing practice like this, a whole lifetime can go by like that.
Yeah.
And people have no idea that they are operating in unconsciousness. Because if you weren't paying such close attention, you wouldn't. It would never have occurred to you that you were unconscious. But that behavior tells you that you were, because you didn't notice what you were doing. You weren't there for it.
I mean, it's really it's like a fragmented. Something happens where all of a sudden I'm not there anymore.
Yes.
Oh, life isn't there. No, life
right.
is there,
well,
but all of a sudden,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then you come to, right? You kind of wake up and and you're somewhere you didn't plan to be, doing something you didn't choose to do. And that's our only evidence that I was unconscious. Wow. Okay. I want to know more about this, because what if I didn't wake up in that way? How long would I sleepwalk through life if nothing brought me to conscious awareness in that way?
Yeah, well, I can be present doing the new activity, but I didn't notice how I changed activities, but, you know.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you weren't there. Yeah, and so
for
the
moment,
application.
And then I can be there again and just forget that I was doing something else. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And to me, the important application of that, we've been talking about this a bit lately, is that the voices want to beat us up for what happened when we weren't there. But no, because we weren't there. It's not like I made a bad choice. I wasn't there for the choice. I wasn't there when the choice was made. So my obligation is to redouble my efforts to be present, right? Not to accept beatings for what ego did when it had me in a sleep state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, how how can it be more, while I'm doing the assignment, how can I prevent that from happening?
Well, you can't prevent it, because that's kind of colluding with an unconscious state in order to have control over an unconscious state. But what we can do is be aware that it happens. Now that curiosity, the awareness that this goes on, inspires us to pay even closer attention. Because I didn't know I needed to pay closer attention. I thought I was, but I'm not. So I want to be even more attentive.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Very good. Thank you. All right, go happy. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Anna. You know, there's just so much in that conversation about the structure of practice, and that you know, that the first place is there is suffering. It's just a fact. There is no requirement to go to self-hate about that. Just as we say in that short recitation, if I'm suffering, then it's what I'm choosing. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just what I'm doing. And it's helpful information then to practice paying attention, because practicing paying attention in every moment I possibly can is the only way that I can be present to every moment that I possibly can.
Yes, it works nicely that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And with, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that what conditioning wants us to do is to say, I need to prevent myself from going unconscious, which actually is not possible. I can only choose to have my attention here. That's the only thing I actually can do.
Yes. Yes. And check in more often to see if I am here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I am here. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, the bottom line with this, all of this works in the way that we've been, that we were particularly exploring with Anna. It only works this way when the self-hate isn't running the show, right? And then it just becomes fascinating, and we're curious about it, and it's exciting. That's when we start feeling like Sherlock Holmes and on the trail, gathering the evidence. Otherwise, it's just, you know, one more misery.
Yeah, joyless. Okay, well, here is our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, it's Esther. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Can you hear me?
Like you were next door rather than across the ocean.
Oh, because you're dropping away from me. Let me wiggle.
No.
Oh, now I hear you. I wiggled on my cord. So maybe now you can't hear me very well?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Don't move a muscle, Esther. Do not move
okay.
a muscle.
Oh, my heart is racing. What was it going to say? I don't remember what it was going to say.
What
I'm blanking out here.
What do you really need to be happy? Sherry,
yes.
You are very... Sherry, I cannot hear you, so... Oh, no! Oh, no! Now, you're fading in and out? Hang on, Esther. It was me all
sure.
along. Oh, gone. Is that any better?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Yes,
okay.
Sherry.
Oh boy. Well, there were very mixed messages. Oops, this time it was like part of me. The first response was to be really happy, I need to be aware. I need to be here. And then that just lasted like a split second, and then all these ideas, you know, just started bombarding me. And while I was just standing outside, and I have to tell you this, I mean, I was standing in front of the kitchen window, and I was glancing outside, and I don't have my glasses on, but I saw a young man standing in the street, and oh my gosh, it's so emotional, because I thought for a split second, I was like, what, is that my son, which is not possible, and I looked, and I cried, and I was like, well, that's okay, you can cry, and right away, I also like heard mentors saying something like, you know, it's okay to cry. And I cried a little bit, and then it was over. And it was just like, you know, I could just feel conditioning wanting to come in from, oh, yeah, but then you would really be happy if your, you know, if your son would be here again. And I was like, that is so mean.
Yeah, that is so mean, isn't it? Wow.
And it's... I thought I'm going to say that because it's not something I talk about easily. Still, it's not. And practicing just saying those things when that happens with respect. If somebody hasn't seen me for a while or stuff like that, that I start saying that. And, you know, Sherry, I got on a little bit later, but I heard, the first caller saying something about the yard. And for me, the weather is great here now. And I'm having physical difficulties, but I do whatever I can to be in the yard and just work with my flowers and planting. And I am just so joyful when I'm doing that. And I have all this energy. And it's like, you know, it's like, oh. And I know having this practice and having all these people out there that are part of the Sangha that I've never met, but when I can't sleep at night, I put on a show or a recording of group or something, and it's always something that was, you know, there for me to, how do you say that in normal English? I'm getting all excited.
It brings you to present, right?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And I just go back to sleep.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Because you relax, because you're
yeah.
here, because everything is fine, everything's all right. And those other conversations, of course, are designed to do what they do to you. Just
yeah.
do everything they can to drag you into a suffering place
yeah.
of what's wrong and sadness and, yeah, and the very things that can't be different.
No,
right?
that's not going to happen.
Right. Ego really loves to focus on that, on loss and regret and deprivation and to live in the past. It, you know, again, if it can't scare us about the future, it can always drag us into an imaginary past and talk to us about things that are over and finished, and there's nothing that we can do about except suffer over them if the conversation goes in that direction. And so for you just to say, with the mentor's encouragement, it's okay to feel how you feel. You have that experience, that emotion arises, you experience it, and then you get back to here.
Yeah.
Come to here. Because that moment of grieving happens here, in spite of the fact that the voices, you know, would like to drag you into the past. It happened in the moment.
Yeah.
And so it arises, you experience it, you're right here, what now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, it really just lasted a tiny bit, you know, some tears. I was like, deep breath in and out, turn around, that's not him, somebody else, back to the show.
Yes, exactly.
Really, that's what it was. Like, I'm on the show. This is, you know, here.
this is what's now.
Yeah, you're dropping again.
Oh,
there you are.
Got it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. All right. Go happy,
I will. And I am.
Enjoy that beautiful weather.
I am. It's
all
fantastic.
Right.
Whenever the sun shines in this country, everybody drops what they're doing. I go into the yard.
Yeah, and runs out into the sunshine. Yes,
right.
I am. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Deep gusho.
Gusho.
Thanks, Esther.
Thank you.
Oops, I cut her off way too early. So, Sherry, I'm
Jill
going to
understand.
Have to bring someone on because my application says it's quitting. So here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller.
This is Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Okay, you got to give me a minute.
Pardon me?
I had probably given up hope of ever getting on.
Gosh, I'm having trouble. I can hear your voice. You're having trouble with your voice.
I'm having trouble with my voice.
Yes, I hear that. Yeah.
I'm just getting on. All this emotion is coming up. So I got to admit, I've been lost in this class for quite a while now.
It's 90 seconds
to let this pass.
Uh-huh.
It's a long time. But this is what's up.
So I am having trouble, Beth. So let me ask you, this is a new symptom?
It's a lot of emotion.
Yes, I can well imagine.
My voice has been kind of the telling thing about how I'm doing for quite a while. Okay, which is a good place to start because categorically I need to say that there is a cure for Parkinson's, for MS, for ALS, for cancer. It takes a lot of work. It's not easy. But, you know, we're being poisoned. And by getting the poisons out, the body wants to be healthy.
Uh-huh.
I am not escaping old age, sickness, and death.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. So are you
yes,
indicating
I'll
that...
Yes, you've got to go.
Well, no, that's not what I've... are you indicating then that things are going in a different direction for you, that the symptoms are not getting worse, they're actually lessening?
It's kind of more like I stopped the game at a certain point. They are abating slowly. It's not something that's going to this is something I'll be dealing with the rest of my life, but I don't know when the end of that life is going to be, and I don't
None
know
of us
what it's going to look like.
Right. None of us do. So we have that in common. Yeah.
But the place I got lost is that I'm here to do the Enneagramic work of a 6, and we don't know what we want. and you just spent so much time on what do you want, and you're still on what do you want.
Uh-huh.
It really helped when you said the world is unsafe, because I know that.
Uh-huh. Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
That sounds so unlike me. I must have been having one of those moments I was just talking about with Anna.
I think it was Anna.
Yeah.
I'm not positive that. But it's kind of like leaning into it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Instead of trying to pretend that everything is safe.
Well, you know, you got to call me on open air, because this is a longer conversation, okay?
I'm calling on open air.
Yeah, because in my world, the only thing that life is unsafe for is ego.
Yeah.
Are we going to live forever? Or are we going to be healthy until we die forever from now? Are we going to get everything we want? No. So if that's the definition of unsafe, then life is unsafe. But that's only for ego. When we're present, life isn't unsafe at all. Because life is exactly what it is. We could die at any moment, and that's just how it is.
Yes. I can give you a whole litany of good ways. I could go right now. But
yes, any of us could. Yes.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the physical fight that I've been fighting.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. I used my mother as an example. Perfectly fit and healthy at 48 and dead 1 second later. So, nobody has any guarantees. It doesn't matter what's going on with us in any moment. We are all, it's the hardest thing for conditioned human beings to get, but we are all in exactly the same boat. We look around, we're conditioned to look around at other people and say, oh, well, that's easier, they don't, whatever it is, but we're all in exactly the same place. We don't know anything, and anything can happen from second to second to second. So our best strategy is to find out how to be happy and grateful in this moment. So when this moment is the last moment, we're going to go happy and grateful.
And it's up to me.
And it's up to each and every one of us. That's right.
I am taking care of myself.
That's right. Well, again, it's kind of a longer conversation probably, but actually life takes care of us. Yeah, we can do our part, do the best that we can do, and still, because what we're identified with most of the time is an illusion of a self that is doing or not doing all of this, then that's another big clue for us, right? So we can do our best, and it's still not up to us. Yeah.
It's still not
all
up
right.
to us.
Still not up to us. That's right.
But I am taking care of myself.
Good, good. I'm glad about that. And I'm glad that you're feeling better. Well, that's a good
thing.
I'm
still walking and I still have a right hand. I'm good.
There you go. There you go. Always something to be happy about, huh? All right. Thank you, Beth.
Down the road.
Thank you. Gotcha.
Thanks, Beth. And Sherry, that actually brings us to the end of another show. And we just have time to get our assignment and head off to the weekend for a set of assignments.
Uh-huh.
I am actually unable to mute Beth, so hang on a second.
That's all right. Beth knows. She can.
Okay, just FYI, Beth, you're not unmuted. You're not muted. And the assignment for today is list some of the greatest moments in your life. Record and listen.
Wow. Well, that's a nice follow-up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So some of the greatest moments of your life and record and listen about them, okay? What's next? What's Saturday hold for us?
Well, I think we might have to look at that when we come back on the show on Monday. But
oh,
I believe
because your technology is gone. Okay.
No,
right.
I think Saturday is do this exercise with all the courage you can muster, be as fearless as possible. I now give myself permission to.
Oh, all right.
All right. We'll,
good.
We'll pick up on Monday.
All right. Those are great weekend assignments, aren't they? That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Thanks, Terry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.